Economists are ubiquitous in the world of public policy. As pointed out by writer Neil Irwin, walk half a block in downtown Washington and there is a good chance you will pass an economist. Turn on cable news and you will find an abundance of economists, often ones who serve a chief economist function for some organization of note. Economists are also sprinkled across federal agencies, banks, investment managers, and utilities. Imagine, though, if sociologists were as influential as economists. While economists analyze a significant volume of data regarding the performance of the economy and ways to improve it, sociologists spend their careers striving to understand how societies actually work. Some of the most pressing problems in America are not really susceptible to economic analysis, including depression and addiction. 50 years ago, then-Senator Walter Mondale actually envisioned a sociological counterpart to the Council of Economic Advisers. His proposal was to create a White House Council of Social Advisers. This body of experts was never created, but could perhaps help policymakers understand why so many people choose to remain outside the labor force or refuse to move to communities offering plentiful job opportunities. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.